The rest of the story. Helen is dining alone tonight. It's not so bad, really. The atmosphere is elegant, and the sound of clinking glass and merry conversation in the air all around her is rather comforting in itself, and still Helen is dining alone. And the longer she reflects on that melancholy fact, the more melancholy she becomes. So suddenly, the world had slipped out from under her that evening in May of 1909. She and husband Bill had been enjoying the good life. They were entertaining friends aboard their yacht. It had been an exhausting day for Helen. Their son Charles, hospitalized, had just undergone surgery to have his adenoids removed. It does not sound serious until you put it in the context of the era before antibiotics. Anyway, Charles was doing fine now. And now Bill and Helen were starting to relax aboard the Sylph. S-Y-L-P-H, that was the name of their boat. They had just set sail when somebody asked Helen a question, and she could not respond. "Are you all right, dear?" said Bill, anxious. No, Helen was most certainly not all right. All at once she had felt a peculiar tingling here and there and a touch of lightheadedness, and then when she tried to speak, she was unable. Her eyes looked up, pleading for her husband to help her, but all he could do was shout to the helmsman, "Return to shore." There could be little doubt as to what had stricken Helen. It was a cerebral hemorrhage, a stroke. The only question was she dying right there and then, beneath the horrified gaze of family and friends? And although she was not, Bill, to whom it seemed that she was, began weeping uncontrollably at the thought of losing the one thing that mattered most to him in life. Helen's recovery was agonizingly slow, and for many months it appeared that the hated paralysis would never leave her beleaguered face. "I want no one else to see me like this," she made Bill promise. And he, putting her tiny hand in his and smiling as best he could, did promise. And so it was that Helen chose for herself seclusion. And yet as much as she dreaded being seen by strangers, more still by the dear friends who had known her in better times, she dreaded even more being left out, being left behind. So husband Bill continued to entertain in their home, to host lavish dinner parties full of chatter and laughter, while Helen, in a small room directly adjoining the crowded festive one, sitting where she could hear and yet nobody else could see, dined alone. After more than a year, Helen recovered her strength, and the warm, sparkling smile returned to her face, and she returned to the life she loved. And yet once upon a loneliness, there was a woman named Helen Taft, who in the wake of a debilitating illness regularly took dinner for one in a tiny little dining room next to the state dining room as her husband, the President of the United States, hosted the high and the mighty in their home called the White House. Now you know the rest of the story.